Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
I want to say this about Jimmy Butler, because I think today is the perfect day to say it. Jimmy Butler's been a great player in this league for a long time. That's not surprising to anybody. There was a question about his fit when he was acquired by the Warriors. I think all of us have at least been pleasantly surprised, if not shocked, at how well the whole thing has fit in terms of basketball. But can I point out the thing that I don't think anybody thought was going to go well? Dude, could you imagine a better teammate? Imagine it. Like, look at the glue that is just oozing off of this guy with what we've seen so far in the locker room. You have a superstar basketball player. To me, there's three things.
Okay.
Number one, a superstar basketball player who had no problem walking in and going, "I'll be Robin." And before you go, well, he's getting old. Yeah. Okay, he's getting old. He's younger than Batman. Okay? So that's point number one. Point number two, he has engaged in a relationship that is its own comedy show in practice and after games at a press conference, to the point where they have launched a new bobblehead with Jimmy and Buddy Hield as the two people sitting down at a podium, because they've got this whole act, Jimmy and Buttered.
They've got their own bobbleheads coming out. We're Buddy's bobbleheads.
My name is Buddy.
Right.
And then number three is apparently Jimmy Butler has decided, "I'll be the one to show JK the way. I'll be the one to do that." Listen to this with regard to Butler and Jonathan Kuminga.
I just want to help JK be great. He's got so much just raw talent, and he's so aggressive. He's athletic. He's super smart, and I'm trying to teach him a little bit of what I see throughout the game. And we've been, kicking it, hanging out, watching film, and just working on our game together after practice, before practice, during practice. I know how great he wants to be and how great he can be. So it's now my job to help him fulfill that.
That's my job, he says. One more from Butler on Kuminga.
He will play like that because he has every single individual on this roster in this corner telling them to be aggressive, be who you are, and we'll kind of fall in line behind you and make sure that you have any and every opportunity to be great. Don't shy away from anything. You speak up. You're one of us. If we can talk to you any type of way, then you can reciprocate that and talk to us.
Did anybody see this coming with Jimmy Butler? Anybody? Remember, this is the awful human being who ruined everything in Miami, wouldn't get on a plane, had Pat Riley yanking beautiful hair out of his head. That's who this is. This is who we got?
Right.
I did not know that this is what, and I know people will go, oh, this is how it starts, but wait a I don't really care what this looks like 5 years from now because he's not going to be playing basketball anymore five years from now.
That's kind of the point. Like, by the time it gets to that point, it will all be over. And if you want to look at each individual situation, you look at Chicago where he came in and he wasn't the dude. They had Derrick Rose and, you know, he eventually found his way to Minnesota and he got there and he was playing with a bunch of guys that he didn't have a deep amount of respect for. And at every stop, he got to a spot where things weren't necessarily structurally sound enough to where he had to toe this line. And I'm not saying he has to here, but think about what he comes into. So you get traded to the Warriors, and you come into a place where they've won four titles. You've got Steve Kerr, who's won all the time as a player, as a coach, and he's a guy who's won at an unbelievable level. And you've got Steph and Draymond, who are... Draymond Green is Jimmy Butler times two as far as like alpha male and like you're going to make sure that we do things our way. Steph Curry is one of the greatest players ever. So you come into this situation and you win and then you get into the offseason and you do what you do, which is travel the world. And then you have everyone down to your place in San Diego and you realize that you're not only allowed to be a team leader, they need you to be a team leader. And then the JK thing happens. And Jimmy Butler wants to win as much as, if not more than any other human being. And so you look at this team and you think, all right, what can I do to make our team as good as possible? You're not going to help Steph Curry be a better shooter and a better leader. You're not going to help Draymond Green want to play harder and win more. If you're Jimmy Butler, you look at what can I do as a veteran and as a leader, and you look at Jonathan Kuminga. And you say, if I can get to JK, if I can reach him and get him to be the best player that he can be, whether or not it's 50 games or it's 2 years, whatever it is, I think that Jimmy Butler saw that as a great opportunity to truly lead. And so I'm really not that surprised. I'm pleasantly delighted by what I'm hearing and what we're seeing.
I mean, whether it's a surprise or not, I guess in the end doesn't even matter. What matters is that this is happening. And to me, it's another example of something that I've tried. It's very difficult to do, I think, but I've tried to make it kind of something that I use as a rule in my life, which is if I've never met a person or I don't know a person, I'm going to go ahead and make up my mind and my judgments once I have. Do you know what I mean? Like if you were to... back when we used to work at different places, if you were to tell me, dude, the boss at our place is just the biggest jerk. It's just an awful, awful human being. And I know you. I don't think you're a liar. I don't think you're a crazy person. I'd be like, oh, you know, I'm probably going to a certain degree, I'm going to believe this. But that very well may not be the experience that I have. I think the jury is still out on this, but... take Rafi Devers, for example. You know, we had a line of people call us from Boston, including Dave Fleming's brother. And they're just like, this loser won't be a team player and he won't this.
Was it Jonathan Papelbon you guys had on?
Papelbon was out of his mind. He might have had a couple of pops. I have no idea. But then Rafi gets here and he's like, where's my first baseman's glove? Yeah. Oh, by the way, if Chappie gets hurt, you need me to go play third? Sure. DH, first, or what y'all need? So, like, just, it's another reminder, I find, to, like, make up our mind when you're having your direct experience with a person. Because Jimmy Butler, I feel like, has been dragged through the media circus through the years a time or two. And I'm not even saying, like, maybe in some of those situations he was in the wrong. Maybe. But, like, he's got this reputation that now that he's on this team in this city and we're hearing from him every night, I don't find that reputation to be accurate at all.
It's not only a reputation, but there are facts in what he's done. And so I think that the reputation in different spots is well-earned. It doesn't mean that when you come to a new situation with more veterans and older players than he is, and you add Al Horford into the mix, and you're Jimmy Butler, you're not the OG on this team. Not even close. So now you just get to come in and be Jimmy Butler. Get to the foul line and do what you do. And I heard it was either Draymond or Steph talking about just the way Jimmy plays. And he plays the right way all the time. He makes the smart play almost every time. He doesn't make bad shots. He doesn't, you know, do the wrong thing. He doesn't play selfishly. So you come into this situation. I do think at this point in his career, it's easier for him than it was in Miami, where you've got, you know, Duncan Robinson and you've gotten Tyler Hero and you've got all these pups and you've got this leadership burden that maybe you don't want. And you've got a president of basketball, Pat Riley, who is exacting, as we know, and maybe rubbing you the wrong way. You come here and it's Kerr and Dunleavy and Lacob and it's Steph and Draymond. And it's, look, we've won championships and we don't need you to come in here and be the alpha. Just come in here and do what you do. Play hard, defend, play smart, and lead, and make sure you pick on Buddy every chance you get. So I do think that this situation really suits him where he is in his career.
Yeah, I mean, again, you're not wrong. Different people can become different things when their surroundings are different and their perspective changes, and sometimes that comes with age or that comes with situations, right? Like Jimmy realizes that the curtain is starting to fall and all of that, so sure. I'll leave a bunch of room for that. I'm not going to say that what we're seeing here means whatever happened before didn't happen. I'm not an expert on things that have happened with Jimmy Butler before. I might have my thought on it. I did, and you remember this, and this was before he was a Warrior. So this wasn't some sort of a Warrior take, but I thought for sure when the whole thing was going down in Miami, I'm like, why is this all on Jimmy? Why? Like, Pat Riley does things a certain way that, oh, by the way, doesn't really work anymore. Pat Riley got mad at LeBron for bringing things on a plane. Like, what? Just, right? Relax. I understand that this didn't work with the Showtime Lakers. That was, like, 40 years ago. You know, like, relax a little bit. And maybe he can't because he's been doing it a certain way and he's super successful, but just because we hear somebody having a hard time somewhere doesn't mean that they're automatically wrong. Doesn't now mean that they were right either. I just think that there was a lot to that story that we probably didn't hear, and it gets very difficult as an individual to sort of win that PR battle with an entire team. We've watched that a lot. But Jimmy Butler arrives, and I remember all of our conversations, which was, yeah, look, really good player. And luckily, it's only for a short period of time.
Right.
Not a great teammate. Well, I don't know what's going to happen next, but I'll tell you what I see right now. Great teammate. All caps. Great teammate. He's only been here for a matter of months, but he's throwing a perfect game as far as being a teammate.
No doubt.
So far.
No doubt. And just, I think the Jonathan Kuminga piece of it cannot be undersold, because Kuminga goes through what he does, which is, you know, you get DNPs, you have to fight for a contract you sign you probably don't love, and now, okay, go be a Warrior. And he signed the contract just a couple of days before you actually had to become a preseason Golden State Warrior, and now one game into it, it's a very, very small sample, one of 82, but the fact that your head coach is coming out and saying, yeah, JK, he's doing the right things. And Jimmy Butler saying, yeah, he and I have had conversations and we're going to continue to work together to make sure that he can be the best that he can be. That couldn't be any possibly better than that. Like, sure, Steph is going to mentor him, but Steph's a different player. And Draymond can do the same, but Draymond is a different player. But if you're Jimmy Butler, Jimmy looks at Jonathan Kuminga and probably sees a lot of himself in JK. Like, all right, JK, you can become the player that you want, but do some things that I do. Get to the foul line and defend and make the smart play as often as you can. And so if he's going to stay under Jimmy Butler's wing, pun intended,
yeah,
then maybe he ends up sticking around, you know?
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Wow, here's Draymond on Butler as a leader.
He's been a great leader since the day he showed up. We all heard all the talk about him last year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year, Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air. And we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And that's not the guy who showed up to San Francisco. The guy who showed up to San Francisco is the guy we saw tonight. Great leader, encouraging teammates, telling guys what he see, making corrections, selling our team down and getting us good shots. You know, I had one turnover. He came over to me like, yo, man, we just got to get the ball, get shots on goal. Don't turn the ball, get shots on goal. You know, it's just that leadership. And then he's just a constant reminder. Like, he don't let you sulk. He don't let you drop your shoulders. He's going to be right there. Like, nah, man, this is what we're doing. We're not doing that, you know. And so, you know, continue to build. He'll be an all-star again this year. So, you know, it's good to see him back being Jimmy Butler that this league has grown to know.
I love it. I don't know what's going to happen next. Maybe the Warriors and Jimmy Butler a year from now will hate one another and we'll be all dragged through some sort of drama. I doubt it. And yes, this Warriors culture, obviously, because of Steph Curry and others, is very, very... it's a tight ship, man. And so maybe it's just easier for Jimmy to fit in. Maybe this has only been a certain amount of time, but I agree with what Draymond just said there. You hear all of the noise, and then it's very difficult to not have these preconceived notions when somebody arrives. But he has absolutely not been the cover of the book at all. He has been way better than that.
And it's early, and you know, if you look at all
I'm
of
liking
his,
it early.
I'm loving it early. Yeah, you're nice to say that about it's a great Steiny callback, but when he's had trouble, it usually hasn't happened immediately, and it's happened over time. And I do think that if you look at the structure of all the places where he's wound up not being a permanent fixture or having things not work out, it hasn't been like this. And you come here, and ostensibly, he left Miami because he wanted to get a contract, and they didn't want to give him one. So he comes here, boom, here's a two-year deal for humongous money, yep. And you're playing alongside two other Hall of Famers and a Hall of Fame coach for an owner who is hell-bent on winning. So, all right, Jimmy, welcome to the team. What do you think that you have to complain about? Let me think. I got two Hall of Famers next to me. I've got a coach with security. I've got an owner who spends. I've got an unbelievable building. I've got a staff and resources that will support me. I don't know if there's anything that I could be disgruntled about.
But there's a huge gap between like what you're sort of suggesting about being annoyed or disgruntled or angry, and then also all the way over here, stepping forward into leadership qualities that aren't necessarily called for. Like Jimmy could have also just been here and been like, well, how about like Kevin Durant? Jimmy could have just been like, I'm just here to ball, dude. I'm just here to put the ball in the hole. That's what I'm here to do. And I'll do it at an elite level. And I don't think Kevin did anything wrong on this aspect, but I didn't see him as this kind of a guy. I didn't see Kevin Durant doing comedy shows after games. I didn't see Kevin Durant taking young players under his wing in very tense moments and being like, I'm going to help navigate you through this. I need you to listen to me, right? If you don't want to listen to Steve, I need you to listen to me. And we're going to navigate like Kevin didn't do. And that's fine.
Yeah.
So that's not always, that's what I'm saying. Jimmy is doing what was asked and a lot more.
I also think that two things. One, Jimmy's more cut from that cloth where he wants to lead, and he's not just going to sit back and watch things go in a way that he doesn't think is right. And also, the KD team that he came into was veteran-laden.
Totally.
It was, I mean, Steph and Draymond and KD And, I mean, you had a stacked roster full of veterans. Iguodala.
But have you seen KD do it anywhere?
No.
In his career?
He's not that guy.
And I think sometimes that has been maybe necessary.
Right. And I
think
about...
probably necessary last year with Phoenix.
No doubt. And that thing was broken seven ways from Sunday. You know it better than anyone. Your good friend John Bloom does, you know, play-by-play for them. And so...
He sent a text last night after watching KD play one time in Houston, and it was actually not a kind text. It was something along the lines of, I don't miss the lazy turnover passes.
Yep.
I was like, oh.
Well.
Okay. I didn't know there was that kind of a feeling with Kevin on his way out of town.
It, but, like, if you want to go back all the way back to the Oklahoma City days when they had Harden, Westbrook, and Durant.
Yep.
And you look at those players now, and you go back to then, and you think, how did they not win two or three? And it's because Harden was a sixth man, and he's not much of a leader. Westbrook is the epitome of the, like, Russell Westbrook. There's got to be multiple I's in the spelling of his name. He's a great player, but he's not a leader. KD's a quiet guy. Serge Ibaka, the Rim Rocka, he's not a leader. So a lot of times when you look at teams, you've got to have a certain amount of that leadership construct. And even OKC last year, they had like seven or eight guys, and the majority of their team, they're all about the same age, and they have a great head coach. And so there wasn't any of those fissures or fractures. And I look at that with this team. If Jimmy's going to be a veteran leader for JK and maybe some of the other guys, well, now you may have action.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.